With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The war of words beginning to heat up. Florida GOP Senator Rick Scott calling on President Biden to revoke the visa for Iran's foreign minister after he made some threatening remarks against the United States.
Scott issued the call after the Iranian official said in a speech before the UN General Assembly that if the Israel-Hamas war escalates, the U.S., quote, won't be spared from the fire of the war in the region. Scott says the U.S. cannot tolerate threats from what he calls terrorism sponsors and wrote to the president in a post on X, revoke his visa now, he is not welcome in America. Bob Agner reporting.
The Israeli defense minister saying he expects to launch the ground offensive against Gaza very soon. Some reports say it may already be in the early stages. It is aimed at destroying hundreds of miles of tunnels used by Hamas. Also, at SRNnews.com, the manhunt continues in Maine. Literally hundreds of law enforcement officers searching for a gunman who killed 18 people earlier in the week. Correspondent Donna Warder reports many residents have been sheltering in place at home.
Public schools in Lewiston, Maine are closed for a second day today as police continue the search for 40-year-old Robert Card. On Thursday, doctor's offices and even grocery stores were closed in cities as far as 50 miles away from the shootings. Maine's largest city, Portland, closed its public buildings, and even officers along the U.S. border with Canada have been told to stay alert.
In the meantime, authorities now say they're scrutinizing a possible suicide note. Two law enforcement officials say the note was found in a home associated with suspect David Card. They also say they found his cell phone. This is SRN News. Yet another transgender lawsuit.
But this one is different. A young woman from Rhode Island is suing the doctors who gave her puberty-blocking hormones during her teen years so she could live as a boy. The Daily Wire quotes Isabel Ayala, who's now 20, as saying the doctors lied about the impact those drugs would have on her. She eventually quit the hormones cold turkey and abandoned the transgender lifestyle, but still lives with the physical and mental side effects of the treatment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Total number of abortions in America rising slightly in the 12 months after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. However, the abortion numbers fell in nearly to zero in states with bans on the procedure, while the numbers surged in states that removed restrictions. The states with the biggest increases, Illinois, California, and New Mexico, where the government in each state is controlled by Democrats. This is SRN News. Now, the boys of summer getting ready for the Fall Classic tonight in Arlington, Texas, and a former president has been warming up the old pitching arm. Here's Rich Thomason with that story.
Former Rangers owner George W. Bush will throw out the ceremonial first pitch before Texas plays the Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series opener tonight. This will be Mr. Bush's fourth World Series ceremonial first pitch, but his first before an opening game. Mr. Bush headed the group that bought the Rangers in 1998 and was general partner through November 1994 when he stepped down as he prepared to become Texas governor. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wall Street numbers at this hour. The Dow taking it on the chin today. It's off 434 points. S&P 500 down 30. And on the tech side, the NASDAQ is ahead 16 points. More details at srnnews.com.